let's do it. I am Jeff K. This is the Jeff K. Show. We're broadcasting once again from deep, deep underneath a nondescript home in suburban Pennsylvania. Thank you guys for finding us. Thanks for downloading us. Thanks for listening. I know there are millions, possibly even thousands of other podcasts out there. So the fact that you're listening to mine, I'm super flattered. So thank you. In fact, it feels like everybody has a podcast now. Am I wrong about that? Feels like everybody does. In fact, it feels like you could be at a, you could be somewhere and somebody introduces you to somebody. And you can just, it could be something like, it could be like, Jeff, this is Robert. Robert, Jeff. Oh, hey, Robert, how you doing? What's the name of your podcast? You know, feels like you could just like, that's how you could introduce yourself now. Yeah, so what's the name of your podcast? What's the, it's the Grilled Cheese Sandwich Hour. Every Tuesday, we do a deep dive on the grilled cheese sandwich. You know, we bring in experts, grilled cheese experts from around the world. You know, it's not just a surface, you know, there's a lot of like surface level grilled cheese programs out there. Ours is more of an in-depth analysis of the sandwich, as we call it. In our world, there's only one sandwich. We just call it the sandwich, you know. So, that's what we do every Tuesday. I'm very proud of it. You know, we've got a large following. You know, I used to do one about buttons, you know, like shirt buttons stuff. And now I decided to go off on and devote all my time to the Grilled Cheese Sandwich Hour. So what's yours, Jeff? What podcast? Oh, it's the Jeff K. Show. It's I just sit in a dusty walk-in closet and just bitch about everything. Oh, cool. Sounds good. Yeah. So it feels like you could just do something like that now, you know, because everybody has a podcast. So, you know, you go into the Google Play Store, you go wherever you get your podcast, you go into, I got this thing called Pocket Casts, which is like the greatest thing ever. I've dabbled. That's right, dabbled with various podcast apps in my life. And I didn't like any of them really until I got to Pocket Casts. I think it cost $7.99. I had to pay money for this one. So, but it's the best. It's the only one I've liked so far. It just seems like it's built the right way, you know, for a human being, you know. So I go in Pocket Casts and I look at all the podcasts in there. It has like trending podcasts, you know, the most popular podcast, new podcast. So you can just like scroll through. It's like so many programs and they're all solid, man. I probably subscribe to 40 different podcasts, maybe more, and they're all good. You know, every one of them is really good. And because I don't have time to be subscribing to garbage, you know. So I got like probably 40, 50 possibly podcasts that I subscribe to, maybe listen to three of them on a regular basis. You know, I just don't, I don't have time. I used to, you know, a few years ago, before my current work situation, you know, I had more time on my hands. So I used to burn through a lot of programming. I used to listen to the Adam Carolla Show, which is 90 minutes a day. I listened to hundreds and hundreds. I listened to every single episode for years. It comes out 5 days a week, and it's 90 minutes or 2 hours a day. I listen to every one of those. I listen to every Marc Maron podcast for years and years. I've listened to hundreds and hundreds of his interviews, which I still listen. I don't listen to every one of them anymore. Sometimes I turn them on and he's interviewing somebody I never heard of, and I don't like them. You know, you can tell within 15 minutes they're going to be blowhardy, you know, or up on their high horse about something. Don't have time for that nonsense. In the old days, I used to, even if I didn't like the person, I'd listen to it. I don't know, I felt like I needed to. I don't do that anymore. So I listen to The Best Show with Tom Sharpling. But I can't, that thing's like 3 hours long. So I try to listen to them all, but that's a long ass program right there. 3 hours a week, all in one shot. So, and then there's a whole bunch that I listen to, I like kind of dip in and out of. You know, there's a whole bunch, there's a lot of great, great podcasts out there right now. So many great programs. So the fact that you're listening to mine, I mean, I couldn't be happier. You guys are the best. I'd like to grow the audience a little bit. It's not nothing, but it's not, you know, it's not going gangbusters either. So I need to figure out a way. I don't know anything about any of this. You know, I went down this road with the blog, with the West Virginia Surf Report. I tried to grow that thing, and I worked my ass off. You know, back in the old days, it was easier to do, but now there's so much competition. God, there's like millions of great TV shows. There's videos all over the internet of quality stuff. There's blogs and podcasts and, you know, radio shows, and oh my God. So there's no shortage. So it's very difficult in 2018/2019 to get through to people, you know, to get people to notice you and to get them to, you know, add you to their daily routine or their weekly routine or whatever. It's difficult. It used to be a little bit easier. It was never easy, but it was easier 10 years ago than it is now. So anyway, it's something I'm going to try to work on. And if you guys feel like going over to iTunes and leaving a 5-star review, even if you hate the podcast, if you could leave me a 5-star review, I'd appreciate it. And then I don't know, tell a friend, I guess. If you know somebody that might like what I'm doing here, tell them about the show. That would be cool, too. So anyway, you guys are in on the ground floor. You guys are the best. I appreciate everything you do. Tomorrow, as I record this, yesterday, as you're hearing this, assuming you're hearing it on Monday, I got to get up at 4 a.m. 4 a.m.? Can you believe this crap? This is the worst. This'll knock me on my ass. I'm gonna go ass over tits for several days. I can't deal with this kind of stuff. You know, I'll still be feeling this deep into Tuesday. And it's not the job. It's not what I have to do. I have to go down there for a quarterly inventory down at my work. It's not that. You know, we got that thing covered. That thing is. It's a well-oiled machine at this point, so that's not the problem. The problem is the time of day that has actually taken place. That's no good, you know. 4 a.m., I never see 4 a.m. I work at night. You know, I get off work at 10, 10:30, 11, depending on what's going on, sometimes later. So 4 a.m. is not a time of day that I ever see. You know, 4 days a year. When I have to do these inventories, that's the only time I ever see 4 a.m. So the way this is going to work, been through it many times, is tonight around 9 o'clock, I'll go upstairs. Hang on a second. I'm starting to choke up here. I'm getting emotional. Whoo! All right. Sorry about that. 9 o'clock or so, I'll go upstairs. Take my Kindle up there, knock out the last 30, 40 pages of a novel I'm reading right now, and then I'll try to fool myself into believing that I'm tired. I will go, oh, yeah, I guess I'll turn in, try to fool myself, and, put the Kindle on the nightstand, roll over, and then start thrashing and flailing, flopping from side to side, maybe fading in and out of sleep, but not really going too deep. You know, it's like the Velveeta version of sleep. You know, it's not real. There's no nutritional value to it. So, I might doze off for 22 minutes and then jerk awake and look at the clock, believing I've overslept, you know. So I get up in my head, and I can't get a good sleep because I'm worried that I'm going to oversleep. So that'll suck. And then at 4 o'clock, the alarm will start going off, and the very first word out of my mouth will be, "Are you fucking serious?" That's how my day will start. And then I'll sit up on the edge of the bed with my head in my hands, going, "Oh my God, please, somebody's put a bullet through me." You know, that's how the day will start. I'll go downstairs, I'll make some coffee, you know, and then it'll be like, I'll pick up my tablet and see if the world's still standing. Who knows? It's day by day at this point. And then I'll take a shower, start getting ready, and it'll be hot. Maybe, I don't know if there's any scientists, probably, you know. I would assume there are many scientists listening to this podcast. Somebody could help me, maybe. When I'm getting ready for work at 4 o'clock in the morning, 4:50 or 4:45 in the morning, it's always burning hot. I've just got sweat pouring off of me. When I get ready for work at normal time, you know, at my regular, it's not hot. But when I get ready in the morning like that, it doesn't matter if it's summer, winter, doesn't matter what the temperature is inside or outside, I am broiling hot, sweating like a pig. So I don't know why that happens. So I'll be sweating, bitching, you know. Get in my car, drive down the 81 to my job, listening to maybe Cheap Trick, possibly Enough is Enough with lead singer Chip's Enough, you know. Get myself fired up, go down there, take care of business, and then eat the traditional cheesesteak the size of my left forearm. That's the tradition. And come back and live life like a zombie for several days on end. Or as one of my old coworkers used to call it, Zambie. Whatever, man. So I'll be a zombie till deep until Tuesday. Monday will be a blur. Tuesday, I'll start to come out of it finally. I've been through this many times before. It's horrible. So that's what I got to look forward to. I wish I was where you are. I wish it was in the past already. But no, it's in the future at this point. You know, and I think this is a legitimate bitch. A legitimate complaint. Because, you know, when you're asked to just entirely change your sleep pattern for one day and then go right back to your old sleep pattern, you know, people can't do that, especially an old guy like me. I mean, I'm an old man. When I was a child, anyway, I can't rebound. I used to work hours. I used to work all hours. Like, I'd work a week of day shift, a week of night shift, and a week of overnights with a couple of days off in between. Don't even remember having any problems with that at all. You know, so I worked all shifts. Never had any issues. Now I can't rebound from it. It just destroys me for several days. So anyway, that's what I got coming up. And I think it's a legitimate complaint. You know, I don't think I'm being whiny here. I think this is something that I can complain about with my head held high. Thank you very much. I mock and ridicule people for their delicate flower ways. Like, I think people just love to be whiny about stuff. And they invent stuff. They invent ailments and these little problems, you know, like jet lag, for instance. Give me a break. That's phony baloney. There's no such thing as jet lag. I mean, I've been back and forth across the country in various airplanes. And I never had any trouble with that. That's bullshit, you know. So, but it's something people love to complain. There are these people. Okay, this will show you. This is proof. It's not anecdotal. This is absolute proof. I knew these people that used to fly up from Florida at my old job, you know, and So they'd come three at a time all the time. And they'd fly up here from somewhere in Florida. And they'd be, oh God, the jet lag. From Florida? It's the same time zone, dick. You know, these people don't even understand what jet lag means. But they love, it's an opportunity, man. It's an opportunity to be, devastated and whiny, you know. People love to whine. God, I'm thinking about coming up with some phony ailments. You know, maybe that's a good idea for an update on the Surf Report someday. Some new phony ailments. Maybe I could get the readers to help me. Come up with maybe five phony baloney ailments that people can just start bitching about. Like jet lag, for instance. And then maybe we can get it to take hold. Because people will adopt. They'll say, I didn't even think about that. Hell yeah, that's a good opportunity for me to complain. And to be a victim. And for people to feel sorry for me. Hell yeah, let's sign me up, you know. So maybe I'll come up with five phony, made-up ailments like jet lag. And see if I can get it to take hold. Yeah. All right, another one is, you know, these people, daylight savings time. You know what I'm saying? When they change the time back 1 hour or forward, it doesn't matter. It really doesn't matter. People are, there's a handful of people every time that are devastated. They're practically bedridden because they just can't adjust. You've heard people like this, right? I'm just having a hard time adjusting to the new time. It's 1 hour. Oh my God. So, you know what I'm talking about. And also, another one. This one, of the three that I just mentioned, this one is the one that might be the most legitimate, although I'm very skeptical. It's seasonal depression. You know what I mean? Because Tony says she, by the end of winter up here, she's getting, you know, kind of down in the dumps because of the relentless gray skies, never any sun, shitty, dirty snow piled up on the roads everywhere. Just, it's bleak. Looks like a black and white photo outside all the time. So, you know, it doesn't bother me all that much, but she claims it bothers her, and she's not really one of those, you know, whiners. So, and also, when we were out in California, I had the opposite problem, the constant sun. Non-stop sun. Oh my God. People think that's great. You know? People think that that is something to be savored. It was driving me insane. I was about ready to blow my brains out. Every day you go out and the sun is just beating down. Every day you have to wear, sunglasses 365 days a year. That stuff gets on my nerves, you know. I can't handle that. I don't know if it was depression. It was like I was losing my mind. It wasn't depression. I was going crazy. So anyway, I that one of the three I mentioned, that's probably the most legitimate of them. But all of them are. The first two are almost certainly phony. The last one I'm skeptical about, and none of them fall into the same category as what I'm talking about, where I have to get up at 4 a.m. one day, and then the next day go right back into my normal hours. That's tough, man. I'm going to be a zombie. So, anyway, that's what I'm looking, staring down the barrel of at this point in my life. Hopefully, by the time you hear this, everything will be cool. I'll be well on my way to back to normal. And hang on a second. I want to take another hit off this beer. By the way, I'm recording this at 10 a.m. drinking beer. I'm kidding. It's not 10 a.m. It's 5:14 p.m. p.m. in Lackawanna County, County. You ever hear that thing where the guy, the weather, you know, the weather alerts, they always say, you know, weather alert, severe weather until 4:45 p.m. in Lackawanna County. Do you know what I'm talking about? I don't know why they have to say county twice. And they always say county. They put the T. The T's real powerful in there. Anyway, Tony and I went out to dinner or lunch today. And it was quite an event. It was a success. It's this place called Tully's, which I'd only been in there one time, left in a huff, you know. We went in there, I think they've only been open here like 2 years, maybe. We went in there shortly after they opened, and we got terrible service. They didn't even buy, it was terrible service. We ended up getting up and leaving. Nobody even said anything to us, you know. We just walked out, you know. So I was like soured on that place. But it's a successful place. People go there. It's crowded all the time. I drive by there on my way home all the time, and it's packed. So, and Tony went in there with a friend of hers, and she said it was pretty good. So she recommended that we go in there today. I'm like, eh, I don't know. What is that place? What are they serving there? Like chicken strips or something? For some reason, I had it in my head that that's what they were all about, chicken strips. So we went in there. It was fantastic. There wasn't one thing I didn't like about it. The food was good. The booths were roomy. Wasn't cutting into my gut like some places are. You know what you have to watch out for? If there's a whole row of booths, and if they put you in the last booth in a row, they're like so close because they don't measure it out right. So that last booth is not the same size as all the rest of them. They just have to use whatever room's left. You know what I mean? So then you're sitting there with your gut smashed across this tabletop. At least I do. And at least I have to do that. And but these were roomy. There was a light right above the, like a bright, fairly bright light shining down on the table so you can see the menu. That's another thing I can't deal with anymore. You go in these places. We were in some place in Atlantic City, you know, a few months ago. I literally could not see the menu. I had to get out my phone and turn on the flashlight apparatus to see. Then the guy's giving me attitude. I'm like, fuck off, man. You know, then we get into it. Thing escalates. You know what I mean? So this place has it's like a small light that's fairly bright, shining straight down. Perfect roomy booths. They had normal food. It wasn't some kind of bizarre stuff. Ordered something. I don't know what it was. It was called the Tully. The Tully sandwich. And it was really good. It was like a grill. Basically, it was a grilled ham and cheese. And I think it had turkey on it and bacon. A bunch of other stuff. Fantastic. Just normal human being food. They have their own beer in there that they brew, or they have somebody brew for them. I'm not sure. They have growlers. Oh, man. Tons and tons of TVs. That's the only downside. I asked the woman how many TVs they had, and she said 74. She didn't even hesitate. 74 TVs. She goes, and we have these, we have satellite in here, and when it gets windy outside, all the TVs go off, and it's like pitch black in here. Something I never even thought about. But I guess whenever they're having weather, all 74 TVs go down, and then it's like real dark in there. Anyway, she was nice. The food was good. We tried their IPA. She just gave us like one of those little half, I don't know what it was, probably like 3 ounces just so we could taste it. The house IPA, very good. I'm going to go in there and get a growler filled up soon of that stuff. $6.99 for a fill. Oh, yeah. I mean, I'll be hitting that place. They've got, like, nachos. I saw people eating nachos in there. I was like, holy mackerel. This is the best place ever. You know? And it's right near our house. I had no idea. I was holding a grudge for 2 years because we got bad service one time. So, anyway, that was good. We'll be going back there for sure, watching all 74 TVs. Maybe I'll go in baseball season, sitting there and watch the Reds. So anyway, that happened last night. We went out for the breakfast dinner. Tony's birthday. What the hell? Did I say breakfast dinner? What the? No, birthday dinner. I don't know. I don't know what's happening to me. Went out for the birthday dinner at this place called Cooper's. Not really a big fan of the seafood. My son ate some, he's eating all kinds of shellfish. I don't know what the hell it was. Next thing you know, he says his lips are tingling and he's like got the shakes. You can't eat that shit. Everybody's allergic to it. It's really weird. I don't know about that. I never was a fan of eating off the ocean floor. You know, so anyway, that was all right, I guess. Everybody liked it except old Tingle Lips and me, which I don't like any of the, that fish shit, you know. Not really into that. So anyway, we're very near the end of this one. Thank you guys for listening. If you want to double down on these things, and who wouldn't want twice the amount of Jeff K shows. I mean, that's a no-brainer. Anyway, if you want to, you can go over to patreon.com. That's patreon.com/Jeff K. Sign up for a $4 or more patronage, a monthly donation. Just put it on a credit card. Comes out at the first of every month. $4. You won't even notice it. You know, that thing, you won't notice $4. But it doesn't have to be $4, by the way. You know, don't get hung up on that number. It can be, $7,400 a month. Whatever. You know, any amount above $4 that you're comfortable with, you can pledge that at patreon.com/Jeff K. It'll immediately unlock the Thursday episodes. I do a Thursday episode every week, just like these Monday episodes, but only patrons. The folks who support my efforts over at Patreon have access to them. So if you sign up for one, you'll gain access to all the old shows, the ones that are in the can, and all the future shows as they're released. So you might want to consider doing that like right this minute. I mean, God, time is of the essence. That's patreon.com/Jeff K, patreon.com/Jeff K. And I'm going to call it quits here on this one. I hope you guys enjoyed this one. And I'm going to try to quit saying this one. I'll see you next week. No, I'll see you Thursday over at Patreon. I'll see you Thursday. Have a great one. See you later. Bye.